This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You said do baby talk again for the intro, so
I thought it'd be funny.
Wrong kind of baby talk?
Yeah.
You want to do a little baby talk like this, huh? So before Wiki Wiki, you get a little baby talk.
We talk wise.
Are you going to cry now, Wiki Witch?
Maybe.
Those of you who did this the first hour. That dude, Ben. If you're just tuning in, during the first hour, we talked about this guy who made a bet with his friend for a baseball that he could talk and baby talk for a year. And didn't tell the wife about the bet, so she just thought he was loony.
And video recorded clips of it.
He video recorded clips of it to, you know, send to his friend to make sure that, you know.
I'm still doing it, bro.
That's the worst part.
Like, if you're going to do something funny, at least, like, share it with her. But that's what makes it even funnier, so I get why he didn't.
I wonder if that was part of the bet, right? Like,
Don't tell
the wife.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just glad Nikki's was, like, in support of the guy.
Yeah.
Lame-ass wife.
Yeah. Loser.
You think she was a little uptight about the whole thing?
I mean, I'd love to joke and say that, but to be completely honest with you,
if
my significant other did that, I would be... Let's just say he wouldn't have made it 10 months. Let's put it that way.
If the gender roles were reversed, and this was a wife doing it to a guy, right? And the guy was like, hey, look, if you don't start, you know, talking like an adult, I'm bailing.
DDLG.
You know.
Daddy Dom, little girl.
You've got to dump that bitch.
I was also thinking...
It's my Tom Likas. You guys Tom Likas? Anyone? No?
I'm familiar with. If the wife started doing it, she would probably just catch a spanking.
Oh, okay.
Right?
As long as it's consensual.
Sure. Because babies consent to
spankings
all the time.
You've got to dump that bitch. That's right. It's the Tom Likas show. You've got to dump that bitch.
Turn it in for a newer model.
You've got to trade her in for... The only wise piece of advice I ever got from Tom Likas was the whole back of the... what do you call it? The ATM, the receipt you get out of the ATM.
Okay.
Like if you're trying to get a date, you find a receipt in the ATM that's not yours.
That's like a lot of money.
It's got a whole bunch of zeros on it, and so then you know when you're out and you're meeting people at the club or whatever, you know,
accidentally drop it.
You're like, here, let me give you my phone number, and you write your phone number down on the back of that thing, and you give it to her. And then, you know, maybe she's not interested at all, but then she opens up the thing and she sees all the zeros at the end of your bank account, but she assumes it's your bank account.
Are you saying that all the guys that did that to me didn't actually have millions of dollars and I fell for it?
Perhaps.
Dang.
Why, how many guys did that to you?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, are you sure?
At least one.
Are you backpedaling now?
I mean,
put me on the spot.
Is that why you left them?
Or was it because they started talking like a baby? Like a wee little baby.
Basically, actually.
All right. We've got calls to take. Let's go to Jill in Richmond, Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
I think we should have an embargo on all totalitarian states, especially Red China. Buying one of those products is giving money to that government, which helps them hold their people in slavery.
And you wouldn't be able to even fly an American flag.
Sell guns to the mafia, and it should be regarded as a similar crime.
So I don't really believe in, like, embargoes and things like that, but I do support people buying locally and, you know, U.S.-made or locally-made things. Like, I think we should be supporting people in our own communities and not outsourcing everything to China and Taiwan and India and all of these other places where people are literally working in sweatshops.
It's weird. I disagree with both of you.
Okay.
I appreciate Jill's, you know, first
talking about the women. You don't disagree with me because I didn't say anything.
Well, you haven't said anything yet, but so far, these two perspectives, I disagree with. The global economy is here. and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I do like to encourage people to buy things locally. I buy some meats from a local farm that we've talked about here on the show a few times, and that kind of a thing. So there are some things that I try to do. There's some things I just can't yet, you know, so I have to get them from other places. But Jill, to your point, sure, if you do buy something that's imported from, like, China, which is, well, just about everything these days, you know, yes, you are giving money to the Chinese people and the Chinese government, but you're also giving money to whatever government at the location you bought that thing is, right? There's sales tax on that thing, or your city, your county, your state is going to have some sort of tax on the thing as well.
The state of Michigan is not a totalitarian state.
Oh,
I don't like taxes, but at least it's not a totalitarian state. Neither is the United States of America.
It's getting there.
Yeah, I would almost beg to differ that it is a totalitarian state.
You go live
there's a spectrum, and we're close to the end.
I think you'll see the difference after about a week.
And I totally get your point. I would 100% rather live in America than, say, China. Or Russia.
Okay.
Like, I totally get that point. I do think that those governments are worse than the U.S. government, but all governments are bad.
Yeah,
there's no
grass
good
is always
state.
Greener. There are so many people in China and the Soviet Union, Russia, who are like, I would never live in the United States. I would much rather live here. So
they don't know the United States if they say that.
Today, Jill, and I think I know that you're a bit older than I am. I think you would agree that the people in the Soviet Russia of the Cold War would kill to have the amount of tracking and surveillance and data that we have here in the United States today. They would kill to have all of that because they wanted to track everybody and everything that they did. And now they not only have that in the United States, but it's going on around the globe. And in fact, I've got an article about that we'll talk about here in a bit. Any further thoughts, Jill?
No, I stand by what I said. Good night.
I appreciate you, Jill.
I advocate people shopping where they get maximum value for their dollar or whatever currency they're using.
I mean, you have to be an individual in that respect when it comes to what you earn, what you spend. You have to find what is valuable to you, right? You do have to get your value out of it. Now,
right.
That's subjective on an individual basis.
Understood.
A value to Nikki is not going to be a value to me. A value to me is not going to be a value to you, et cetera, and so on.
Right.
I advocate for people shopping where they can use precious metals and cryptocurrency and real money rather than murder Fed dollars.
Yes.
And I also think there's something to be said for purchasing, like voting with your dollar.
Yes.
And purchasing things that are ethically sourced and made. Like, I would rather buy a necklace from my friend's daughter than from some sweatshop overseas where, you know,
So you don't have a problem with sweatshops.
I do.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's not necessarily a voluntary situation. Maybe technically, but I also think that people are, like, forced into those impoverished conditions, and that is, like, their only option.
So if you take that option away from them by closing the sweatshop, where do you leave them?
I guess they have nothing then. Or we could, that's going down the rabbit hole of
it's not
getting rid of all the governments and letting everybody live in a free market society.
Maybe, but, like, what's happening, literally, is the world is beginning to level out.
Sure.
Right. So when I was growing up, there was all this talk about how robots are going to make everything. We're going to have flying cars and, you know, nobody will have to work and we'll just enjoy this leisure, you know, and all that kind of thing. And what happened is it turns out that outsourcing labor was much cheaper than building robots.
For now.
Right. But because of technology like the Internet, the world is beginning to even out.
Yeah.
Right. And so we're going through this phase right now where, okay, people who are in places where, you know, wealth isn't as established, they're not as wealthy as other places, they are getting these jobs, they're doing these things for income to support themselves that people here won't do.
Right. And if you take that away from them, if you take that rich nation wealth out of those impoverished countries, you put them back
right
into a more impoverished state.
And So the world is on its way to sort of evening out across the globe. It's going to take a little bit of time for us to get there. 603-283-6160. What we should really do is just ban politicians, in my opinion. I think that would be an effective strategy. More Free Talk Live next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. I'm just checking in with the not-so-frequent chats, and it looks like
are
some
baby
folks
talking in the chats.
Yeah, not baby talking in the chats. No, they are not.
Aww.
Somebody says, let's go, Brandon. Somebody says, probably bet him lunch at Chuck E. Cheese, talking about the bet that the guy with the baby talk bet. Somebody says, my butt's been wiped. Somebody says, we need to remember Bush invading Iraq. We're no better than them. Somebody says, yummy, yummy. Not sure why.
Who's this we that guy is referring to?
Right. Russian Standard is the greatest vodka. Hopefully your state has it. Not all states have it. Apparently Pennsylvania has state liquor stores as well. And he says, not good. So, there you go. Checking in with some of our chatters.
Got to go to Vermont or Maine to get Russian vodka now? Or did they pass similar legislation?
This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So, yeah, we were talking about, well, many things. And, of course, this article from Zero Hedge is talking about the vodka rebellion. Canada, U.S. bars, liquor stores remove Russian alcohol from shelves. And that's really the crux of the story. There's some commentary from some Twitter folks that say things like, I don't get this move, the inventory is already paid for. I mentioned that earlier.
You don't immediately go out and pour out your Russian vodka down your drain now. You are not a real American.
Right. And that's this is the type of things that people will do, because they're being given this sentiment, this hate Russia sentiment, and so now they're going to do that kind of a thing.
We know who the pro-Russian communists are by what you drink.
And so I've gotten this from online, but I do want to remind people, please do not be a-holes to your local, you know, Russian anything, right? You know, the family down the street, right?
Yeah, you do not want to mess with them.
The Russian restaurants, you know, any of the businesses that are not, you know, they're the 50-year-old grandma making, you know, pierogies or whatever. Yeah, they didn't invade the Ukraine, okay? This is the Russian government. This is not the people. This is not the people down the street from where you live.
I've seen a meme that said Adidas will no longer be selling tracksuits in Russia.
It's like, yeah, that's totally going to help. And it's ridiculous because this was the same. Like, it's sad that you need to say that. But yeah. Seriously, people will be super racist like that. And we saw it in the beginning of COVID when people were being super racist to Chinese people.
Or Asians, period, because they couldn't
tell the
difference.
Because they can't tell the difference, exactly. So,
yeah.
Don't be mean.
So, public service announcement, don't be mean to somebody that appears to, you know, in your mind, be Russian or Ukrainian or whatever.
If you're going
to
be mean to anyone, be mean to Putin himself.
Definitely. Or people who work for government.
Yeah. Fair game.
So, Jill, our previous caller, during our conversation, I had mentioned surveillance and how the Soviet Union of the Cold War era would just be salivating at how much data and tracking goes on citizens that they wanted that goes on now here in the U.S. They'd be like, you've achieved what we always dreamed of. But, you know, now it's here in the U.S. So this is
this
from...
is the greatest country in the world, according to Jill. Surveillance be damned.
So this is from TheGuardian.com, Techscape. Surveillance is now just a part of daily life for U.S. citizens. I do recall there being a whole bunch of media about, you know, their surveillance state in addition to the police state, you know, that kind of a thing. And there still is to some extent, but it seems to have lessened. There's not as much fear about it because everybody knows it's going on. Edward Snowden.
Well, and everyone volunteered into it the minute they bought a smartphone.
Edward Snowden's revelations about, you know, what the government can and can't
do. Yeah, that poor guy.
You know, and the fact that he's, you know, still persecuted.
I think he expected more from the American people when he brought those things to light.
Yeah, honestly, it was kind of pathetic how so many people think that he's some traitor when he was really trying to help everybody.
So here's the thing. A traitor will take secrets from, like, you know, the government that you're under and sell them or give them to their enemy.
Right.
What Edward Snowden did is he took some secrets and he gave them to the people of the United States.
Which is like the opposite of being a traitor.
Correct. Yes, that is, in fact, a very, some would say, patriotic move.
Absolutely.
And the people went, Yeah, okay.
I'm brainwashed.
Yeah, wait a minute. Well, okay, but it's the way he did it. What way would you have preferred? Would you have preferred him to roll up to your door in a limousine with a box of flowers and been like, well, hey, your government's spying on you?
I think people are obsessed, and I don't want to generalize when I say people, but I think a lot of people are obsessed with this idea of doing things the correct way, like...
Yeah, more brainwashing.
Exactly, so it's...
Yeah. Well, take it to your boss. It takes it to his boss.
Well, they're like, oh, he should have went through the proper chain of command, or he should have went the, you know, through the proper routes in the justice system. No, because that wouldn't have worked.
Right, because the chain of command knows about it and is covering it up already.
Exactly, and he definitely figured that out, so...
would have silenced his ass.
Yeah.
So, the man is lucky to be alive, so... At any rate, you're being watched in more ways than you know. Whether you're at the grocery store or doing your taxes, it's getting harder to quantify all the ways in which the average person is monitored by the services they interact with on a daily basis. While this is happening all over the world, several new developments show how hard it is to avoid having your data collected or images of yourself analyzed in the U.S. That's partly because there isn't a single sweeping federal law that regulates how companies share, store, or use your personal data, biometric or otherwise. I disagree with that statement.
Ooh. Well, because you think there is, or because...
No, because laws aren't necessary to prevent that from happening.
Okay, good. I was going to say, are they actually calling for state involvement to fix this?
This is from The Guardian, so...
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, they certainly are very likely to do so. However, it's still happening. New reports, plural, show that companies are increasingly capitalizing on this relative privacy and data free-for-all. There are so many negative things that come from companies saying, we have data, so now what should we do with it, says Chris Gilliard, a Harvard Kennedy School Shorenstein Center visiting research fellow and professor. That's a whole lot of titles. I'll skip over. We can't expect companies to act morally and ethically. They should be forced to.
Yeah, see, there you go. There's your problem right there. Here, okay, so here's the thing. If the companies are doing it, and the consumer is okay with it, has not the market decided?
That's a great point. I don't know if they have. I don't know if they are okay with it, though.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it.
Well, then you are free to not use those services or shop at those places.
I suppose,
but I find those services to be necessary in my life.
Okay. So you've done a cost-benefit analysis for yourself, justified in your mind that to get those services, it's worth losing this little bit of security and privacy, and have decided accordingly.
It's not quite that simple. Because if you surveyed everybody that has an iPhone or an Android, and you say, hey, would you prefer the government not be able to spy on you? They'd all be like, yeah, that's what I'd prefer.
Well, that's the government, though. This is like just the companies themselves doing the spying.
That, too.
Well, that remains to be seen. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Representatives from Ukraine and Russia are slated to hold their first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. The European Union is also taking more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. BP announced it was backing out of their stake in a big Russian oil company. That stake is valued at $14 billion. Ahead of the State of the Union address, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol. Officials are planning for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to the ones that took place in Canada in the last several weeks. Capitol Police said they are exercising an abundance of caution. This is USA Radio News. North Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea while America and its allies are focused on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Some experts say North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology without interference from Washington. Japan's defense minister says the missile flew about 190 miles at maximum altitude before landing off North Korea's eastern coast. New York State will lift a statewide school mask mandate on Wednesday. Governor Kathy Hochul cited recent CDC guidance for her decision. She says parents can choose whether to keep their child masked or not, encouraging people not to bully anyone. Hochul says counties with high COVID positivity rates can decide what's best for them. In New York City, Big Apple Mayor Eric Adams says the final decision on masks in city public schools will be made on Friday. Former President Trump was the featured speaker at the Saturday edition of CPAC in Florida. He also won a 2024 straw poll. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Why is the ham in Green Eggs and Ham green?
I don't know.
It's not called Green Eggs and Green Ham.
It is not.
It's called Green Eggs and Ham.
Right. Only the eggs are green, right?
The adjective goes for both of the nouns.
Is that true?
It can. Yeah, that's true.
Case,
yeah.
In this case.
I had a green sport coat and trousers.
Okay.
What color do you believe my trousers to be in that statement?
Good question. I don't know. The way you said it, I'm picturing brown trousers in my mind. Because you paused.
And I'm picturing green.
Well, because he paused. He said, I have a green sport coat.
And trousers.
And trousers.
Or, I have a green sport coat and trousers.
That would sound like green sport coat and green trousers.
Hmm. Interesting. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160.
Coming up next, we also talk about the Cat in the Hat. And how did he get in there?
Sam I am.
Meow.
Please do not put your cat in a hat. That's just not cool.
If you do, take pictures and post it on the internet, because that's what people do anyway.
People are so mean to animals, man.
Tag, hashtag, Free Talk Live. We want Cat in the Hat pictures.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Mickey.
And Richie Rich.
So we've been talking about this article from The Guardian, which the headline reads, Techscape, surveillance is now just a part of daily life for U.S. citizens. And what this is really talking about is something I call surveillance creep.
Sure.
Right. In some recent cases, public pressure has forced some degree of regulatory scrutiny over companies and their surveillance practices, but of course, and I'm not reading, this is me speaking, of course, there's no scrutiny about government surveilling you.
So if you have a problem with the company's surveillance program and you call your legislature and they introduce a law, are they now then working for the people?
That's a good question. But in lieu of legal limitations, there is seemingly endless number of ways consumers are being monitored on a daily basis. Experts like Gilliard say these casual cases of surveillance are just as troubling, if not part of the same spectrum, as more explicit surveillance systems. I actually don't think there's such a thing as mundane surveillance because it all normalizes it, he says. It habituates people into thinking that surveillance is normal or harmless and that there's a way it can be used that doesn't feature blowback. Like that phrase, well, if you have nothing to hide, then why are you against this, right? Here are just some of the ways surveillance is becoming normalized as part of our daily lives here in the U.S. When you're doing your taxes.
Boo!
Yeah, which...
I think they mean to say if. If slash when.
Yeah, when the coercion kicks in and the threats of jail time and or kidnapping and or ending your life force you to make some moves towards taxation. Last November, the Internal Revenue Service announced that all users would soon be required to use an identity verification company called ID.me to do their taxes or access other essential services. And we covered that here on Free Talk Live.
So just, I want to clarify something real quick, because you said this was a Guardian article. They seem to be conflating corporations with government then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the IRS is a coercive entity.
Yes, it is.
Right. And so if they're surveying you... Surveying, yeah.
Well, they're trying to list ways that surveillance is becoming normalized in the U.S.
Okay,
and
but that's not... Yeah,
doing
that's
taxes
surveillance.
Is one of... Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Not corporate
Which
surveillance.
Which is why I brought it in tonight.
Okay,
you know, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Guardian is definitely a statist, you know, leaning entity. I don't know if they're right or left or wherever they're coming from, but they certainly do support the coercive actions of government.
Okay.
And that should be evident. So blame the article, not the narrator.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just pointing out, highlighting the difference that, you know, there's a difference between, like, buying a surveillance device from Amazon or Apple and being coerced into providing surveilled information on an IRS form.
It's a little bigger than the IRS form, but yes, there is a difference. You are correct. To sign up for ID.me, users needed to upload a video selfie as well as a picture of them holding their ID, and the only way to opt out was by filing manually rather than online. In a matter of days, the IRS was forced to reconsider working with ID.me over questions about its facial recognition system and after public and regulatory backlash from... Well, from people, really. This says congressional lawmakers.
So the IRS is requiring it. However, if you've ever tried to, like, create an account...
Hang on. It announced on Monday that it would transition away and no longer implement verification system that incorporated facial recognition technology from using ID.me. On Monday, several Congress members sent the IRS a letter demanding the agency consult with stakeholders before deciding on an alternative to ID.me. So... In this case, the government didn't help at all. It just said, oh, we're not going to let this specific company, ID.me, be in charge of the surveillance. We're going to hire a completely different entity to do it.
Not where I was going with that. But if the IRS is requiring you to provide, like, the picture with the ID card or the video selfie or whatever, right, and you don't have to do that because you can do it the old-fashioned way, right, then you're kind of volunteering into it the same way a lot of crypto people have to do to get verified on an exchange to purchase cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Right, you
got
to take your little selfie holding your state ID card or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, right?
It's a standard procedure, right? But we're not up in arms about that because it's voluntary. You want to get on that exchange.
Well, I'm up in arms about it, but yeah.
Are you on those exchanges? Have you provided that information? Or have you exercised alternatives to get cryptocurrency if you buy any at all?
I choose not to answer that question.
Fair enough.
But
I see the point, though.
It's honestly, for me, it's both.
Okay.
Right? So I do have a major exchange account that I've had since that exchange opened.
Okay.
It comes in handy from time to time.
I'm sure it does.
I try very, very hard not to use it for anything.
Okay.
And so there's very few transactions in that thing. Very low.
But did you get in before the?
I did. I did. But eventually, I had to do a thing.
You had to do the thing.
You know, and I was.
You want to use the service? You got to do the thing.
Yeah. But that wouldn't be the case if governments weren't forcing it upon them.
But they're okay. So in this case, they're technically not, though, because the government, the IRS form is like, you, if you want to file electronically, do it this way. Otherwise, if you don't want to give us your documentation, you have to file the old-fashioned way. So there's an out for anybody who doesn't want to participate in this.
This just doesn't seem like a very good idea to me, because most people already don't pay taxes. Right. So it's like they're making it even more difficult. And it seems like if they're going to do that, a lot of people are just going to be like, okay, I guess I won't then.
And furthermore,
or they'll still just do it the old-fashioned way, as they've done for years.
And furthermore, the IRS already knows how much they're going to take from you.
They would say
O, right? But O is a, like, they, it would be very easy for an organization like the IRS to automate the taxation. And so only the correct amount, right, in according to their rules, would be extracted from your pay on a given annual basis. It would be very easy numerically for them to automate that, at least do a far better job. So this whole pageantry of filing your taxes is just about control. That's all it is. It's just about control.
But I think a lot of people are in careers where they would have no clue how much they're making until they file their taxes and claim their income and, you know, their losses and their gains and whatever else, you know, the things they're writing off on their taxes. And
or
they
contractors.
Would have, yeah, like people that do 1099s or business owners.
ID.me chief executive Blake Hall initially said that the company's technology used a one-to-one face matching system that checks an image against a single other image to see if it's the same person. However, he later backtracked and said it used Amazon's facial recognition system called Recognition with a K, Recognition.
Oh, very creative.
Nifty.
Which uses an algorithm to check against an entire database of images. In addition to the privacy concerns over having your picture stored by a private corporation, studies have also found that Amazon's recognition system is not able to properly detect black and brown faces.
It's
racist.
It also sounds like they're trying to put the onus on private entities.
Yeah, yes.
Right? Like, it's bad that the private entities are doing it. We only need the government to do it.
Only the government can do surveillance. It's bad if corporations do surveillance for us, which is basically what's happening. 603-283-6160. We've got some calls we'll get to, plus more. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I have headphones on.
Toot about that.
What?
Toot? Beans?
Toot.
Beans, musical fruit.
The more you toot.
The more you toot, the better you feel. So well,
let's eat beans for every meal.
Nice. Do you know the alternative version?
The musical.
Good for your heart?
Yeah, good for your heart, yeah.
The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. Eat the beans every meal?
Yep.
Nikki, beans? No?
I love beans.
As a vegetarian, I would think that they are a major staple. In your diet.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
She's more than a vegetarian.
Legumes? How can you be more, unless vegan? You're an omnivore?
No, vegan.
Oh, vegan, sorry, yes. Yes. I don't know the difference between the two, obviously.
Technically, I'm not a vegan because I do consume honey. So I'm a fraud.
And
actually, I do eat eggs, too. But they are free range, and I personally know the chickens, so I make an exception.
Nikki brought these in, if you're looking at the camera.
They're delicious, and I found out late that they had milk in them, and I'm still eating them, so I'm a double fraud. Don't send me to vegan jail. I don't care.
Oh, man, don't let the vegan cops come.
The bars are made of asparagus.
Hey, did you guys know we announced, Peakless Mountaineer was the sort of creator during some in-between, during the break banter. We came up with a way to say, and have this be true, Free Talk Live is the most rated talk show ever in the history of all mankind.
Because we've been rated the most times.
That's right.
Okay.
The most rated talk show in all of history.
Okay.
It's not great.
I mean, I think Tim Pool just got swatted recently, so
yeah,
he's catching up.
Okay, but like...
But like only once,
yeah,
so...
I think Free Talk
on
Live,
air.
Free Talk
bonus
Live
points
is,
for on air.
Yeah. Hey, we've got some calls to get to. Let's go to Steven in Georgia. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how many times have you been rated?
Well, there's some discrepancy. I'm aware of twice, but I believe the answer is three times.
Good for you guys. You're doing something good with your life.
Well,
it was before I was on the show, so I can't take credit.
I don't know about that, but I certainly don't want the vegan cops to show up.
I mean, you could probably scare them away with a T-bone.
But are they going to put you in the tofu paddy wagon?
Scare them away with a T-bone. Tie pork chops to their ears so the dog will play them.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Steven?
Earlier in the show, y'all were talking about people throwing away vodka and throwing away Russian things.
I declared that anyone who doesn't throw away their Russian vodka and pour it down the drain is not a real American.
Okay. So let's talk about responsibility here. If you want to be a real American and you want to throw away your AK ammo and your AKs, I live in Flintstone, Georgia.
My address is.
I did bring that up earlier. Like, they think about Russian ammo or Russian, you know, Russian firearms.
I'll even pay for the shipping. My account number is.
Yeah, exactly. But no, all of these embargoes and all of these trade restrictions, I think that, and I try not to be too conspiracy theory-ish, but is there a legitimate disease called COVID? Yeah, probably. Was it blown out of proportion? Yes.
Oh, definitely.
But everything from COVID to the current global situation, I think, is pushing one agenda, and that is keeping people from being able to defend themselves. And here's why I think this. So for people that aren't aware, a round of ammunition has four components. It has the projectile, it has the casing, it has the powder, and then it has the primer.
Okay.
There's a little bit more that goes into it, but those are the four major components. Primers. Anybody want to take a guess where most primers in the world are made?
Ooh, pick me. Is it Russia?
Yeah,
is it the Ukraine?
You're all right. Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe accounts for 97% of all primers globally.
We were talking about that a little bit during the break. Was during the COVID lockdowns and the supply chain disruption, a lot of the ammo you could get was the Russian steel cases. Like, that was it. They had Russian ammunition.
And even that was expensive.
Yeah.
No. Y'all are missing a giant point. All the 5.56 ammo, because where I'm at, all the rednecks have ARs.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's making all the 5.56 primers?
Russia.
Georgia and Russia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, years ago, when I started shooting, you could buy 1,000 rounds of junk 5.56 for about $300. You could buy quality ammo for $450.
Right.
1,000 rounds, right? So 45 cents a round. What I consider quality is plus P 81 grain. Best stuff on the market as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
You can't find that right now because all of the, like, literally, I talked to somebody and they called somebody, they called a distributor, and the global or the national distributor that in their inventory, they have 1,000 rounds nationally.
Yeah.
And it's in Alaska. And to get it to Georgia was going to be like $1,000.
Wow.
Just get to Georgia.
Even reloaders had trouble getting primers. Like, it was a big deal.
I was going to say that. Reloaders. Like, so, and when you say reloaders, most people think like me, right? People that reload their own ammo. But what about, I don't know, Remington? What about here locally, North Georgia Reloaders? They can't find primers at the scale that they need primers.
Mm.
So guess what? Ammo is more expensive. I'm sorry, but I really think that a lot of what's been going on the last couple of years has to do with keeping people from defending themselves. And who do we need to defend ourselves from?
Well,
do I need to defend myself from Mr. Nobody? Or do I need to defend myself? Do I need to defend myself from the cop that pulled me over today and before he made contact with me had his pistol drawn?
Oh my God!
Yeah, you have to know who your oppressor is. It's very popular for people to, you know, follow the media, right? The mainstream media. People still follow it. We hear, you know, Free Talk Live. You know, do you guys watch any mainstream media at all? Like, occasionally something will come across my feed that's presented by mainstream media, but it's like once in a week, right?
I'll occasionally watch a Tucker Carlson clip, and that's about it.
Okay, so
I kind of watch it just to see what is being said.
So, but as far as
masses,
like CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, those guys, I'm not watching any of that.
Yeah.
So, but most people do still to this day watch, you know, television. They get their news from the television. It'll, you know, break in the commercial and it'll be like, coming up tonight at 6, we'll have this story. And it'll be some sensational thing.
I hate to give them the idea, But I was thinking, you know, we did, you guys did the story of, you know, the Ukraine's government handing out 10,000 automatic weapons to the people.
Yeah.
And I can see the gun grabbers.
That's a lot.
Right, but I can see the gun grabbers going like, well, you see, right, when you need the arms, the government will just give it back to you.
And
we
sure.
can confiscate it now.
No.
And then when you need, when China invades, then we'll just give them back.
No.
You say no, but why not?
The government
gave citizens guns when the citizens needed them in Ukraine.
But can I make a point about that?
Okay, go ahead.
What, if you don't know how to use a gun, if you haven't trained with a gun and you're not comfortable with it, having a gun is useless. These liberals, if we were to hand out guns to them, they wouldn't know how to shoot it, and it would be dangerous. They would be a danger to society because they wouldn't know safety rules. They wouldn't know how to aim. They wouldn't know anything, really.
Yeah, you just point at the Chinese dude in the Chinese uniform.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super complicated, but I do think there is something to be said for the importance of training.
Understood.
Yeah, so if governments actually cared about your defense, not only would they hand out guns, but they would also provide the training.
So a few takeaways real quick. One, it looks like those 10,000 AKs that were passed out were actually passed out by the United States. I'm seeing a lot of chatter from different sources saying that.
Yeah, I heard
that.
The
other thing is, if y'all haven't been watching, it appears that there's like maybe 12 different nations that are not nations, but like 12 different people groups that are represented in the let's clap out Russia, right? And okay, Hezbollah is currently present in Ukraine. Hezbollah mm-hmm. is currently present in Ukraine. Chechnyans, right? I am a Afghan war. I don't want to say veteran because I hate that word.
Participant? But
what is the victim of a scam?
A victim. Victim, man.
Okay, I'm an Afghan war victim. Because I was scammed into that crap. But...
Hey, Stephen, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.